Good morning. Spain registered 301 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday as the region of Madrid celebrated its first day without any virus-linked deaths in months. The number of new infections registered broke a five-day streak of increasing cases. On Saturday, 564 new cases were confirmed. In total, the Ministry of Health has confirmed 248,770 infections. But whilst new daily cases fell, the weekly number of contagions continues to rise. That number now stands at 1,915, whereas a week ago it was 1,668. A further two deaths were also registered, bringing the total number of COVID-19 fatalities to 28,434. But the region of Madrid, the hardest hit area in terms of deaths, celebrated the news that Saturday was the first day without any fatalities since the pandemic began to grip the country back in early March. Over 8,400 people have died in the capital region, according to the Ministry of Health data. Meanwhile, around 20 active outbreaks continue across Spain as yesterday concluded the first weekend in which people could travel freely throughout the country. The 27 EU countries have agreed in principle on the criteria that countries whose nationals will be allowed to travel into the European Union must meet from Wednesday, 1st of July, when the bloc begins to allow limited opening to just 15 countries. On Friday, the ministers of member states reached a compromise agreement. This proposal included a list of 15 countries, including China, Morocco and Australia, but leaves out the majority, including the United States, Russia and Brazil, for fear of new outbreaks. However, the delegation saw it necessary to consult with their governments on the positions of each member state, so they were given until Saturday evening to submit comments or reservations to the agreement. The EU presidency plans to launch the formal procedure for the adoption of the agreement today. The list of countries whose nationals will be the first to enter the EU includes Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Montenegro, Morocco, New Zealand, Rwanda, Serbia, South Korea, Thailand, Tunisia, Uruguay, Georgia and China, although for China the lifting of the veto will be subject to reciprocity. This is a first list of countries which will be reviewed periodically, probably every 2 weeks, to align it at all times with the health situation. And demonstrators marched through central Madrid on Saturday demanding the resignation of the government over its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Video footage shows protesters marching with Spanish flags, banging pots and pans as they did during the COVID-19 lockdown, and chanting anti-government slogans. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.